KX 93.5, we are Laguna's only FM radio station. All right, this is going to be fun. Reed Martin's here from the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm great.
Very nice of you to drop in.
Of course. You know, we have a matinee today, so I said, well, what am I doing before the matinee?
No, this is
perfect.
I'm
going to go on to the radio.
Radio in Laguna Beach with our KX 93.5, and of course, we're very connected to the Playhouse. We love them down there.
They're treating us very well.
Annie Wareham swings by. She's the artistic director. She comes by very often and brings us coffee and cake.
You can't say no to that.
No, it's very nice. So where are you from originally?
I was raised in Sonoma, California, and that's where I still live.
Oh, you do? So,
I do.
I had some idea that you guys were all from, like, back east, Boston or somewhere.
Well, Austin and I, we're managing partners. We co-wrote all the great books. We met at University of California at Berkeley.
Oh, you did?
In around 19... And he's from Oakland, and I'm from Sonoma, and we met there. And Dominic, our third, grew up in Pennsylvania, but he lives in L.A. now.
So. Right, so you're all over this side of the thing. When did you start doing this? When was the first production? Was it the Complete Works of Shakespeare?
Well, we started, even before the Complete Works of Shakespeare, we started performing at Renaissance festivals in Northern and Southern California.
Wow.
Quasi-Elizabethan, you know.
Yeah.
Beer and cleavage.
I know.
And doing a short version of Hamlet in 1981.
There's a lot of American people running around going, forsooth.
And English and people stuff. Come and say, this has nothing to do with anything.
Hey, nanny, nanny.
Yeah, nanny, nanny, nanny. And then in 83, wrote a short, Romeo and Juliet, and that eventually evolved in 1987 into the Complete Works of William Shakespeare abridged, which the company took to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, thinking that might be the swan song, but it kind of launched. There was a lot of interest, and we started to tour in 87, and we just recently premiered our 9th stage show, so there's no accounting for taste.
That's true. I like the way you say that, but it's actually a very tasteful thing. It's just a romp. That's the thing about it.
It's fun. It's stupid. It's smart. It's verbal.
Right.
It's physical. It's highbrow. It's lowbrow. It's catalogical. It's intellectual.
Yeah.
And so if you don't like the joke you just heard, another one will be following shortly.
Yeah, it's really fast-paced, and we totally enjoyed it the other night.
Good.
And I don't say that about everything, as my listener will attest.
Your listener? Our fan.
Yeah, exactly. He or she is... she knows that if I don't like something, I just shrug my shoulders.
We've had audiences like that.
Yeah, bring them in. Let them tell you what they're doing. And thanks very much.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Thank you. Whatever. Get out. Don't let the door hit you.
I mean, really, because we've seen some rubbish at the Playhouse, but you guys are marvelous.
I'm sure they love that you say that.
Not this decade, of course. Obviously,
no.
But yeah, really, fantastically fast paced. All the great books. How do you choose the books that you do in all the great books?
Well, we claim it's the 89 greatest books ever written. It's Western literature in an evening.
Mm.
Cliff Notes on a lot of caffeine. Sort of, I guess, what? Cliff Notes, Spark Notes meet Monty Python and the Marx Brothers. You know, there are lists of the top 100 books.
Yeah.
And so we didn't necessarily need to do 100, but there's fair consensus on maybe the top 25 or 50 books.
Yeah.
And so we try to cover most of those. And then the rest of them are, well, what do we have an idea for a sketch for or a joke for?
What's generally thought of as the number one book, then, among sort of academics?
Well, the general consensus is Ulysses by James Joyce is the best book of the 20th century. Nobody's read it.
It's impossible to read. Have you tried to read
it? It makes
it
easy to write a sketch because you can just write whatever you want. People go, oh, that must be it. Yeah. We make a big deal out about a war and peace just because it's so long.
Right, right, right.
You know, so we make a deal about that. But, you know, I think in American literature, they tend to think Moby Dick or Huck Finn.
Yeah.
So we try to cover those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we cover, you know, Jane Austen and, you know, some of your people.
I saw that. And Virginia Woolf, I saw that. Those are the sort of interior, the ones with the interior mind.
Yeah.
I hated that at school. I hated that in college. They drove me crazy, but
see,
I'm a guy.
See, and that's what gives us a whole show. All that stuff that you were forced to read, but you didn't care, that's fodder for
you. You also covered some books that I... when I turned 40, I made a pledge that I would start to read the books that I had lied about reading in my 30s. Lied to women, mostly.
Okay, like
in
what?
I lied about having read a bunch of Shakespeare and and a bunch of poetry and, like, what else have I not read? I haven't read Moby Dick. I'll admit it right now on the air.
Well, I don't know. You've seen our show, right?
Yes.
You've read it.
I've read it. I've seen it.
You
right?
know enough.
It's a whale. It's Captain Ahab.
Yeah.
It's arr, and all that.
Yeah. What's a pirate's favorite?
I gotta
letter?
Go and get him.
Arr.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we say, you know, come see our show. You never have to read another book. you know, it's a public service.
You are doing a great public service, and a lot of those books can be summed up in like one line or three lines.
Well,
or
we
whatever.
Do that at the end of the show, right? Yeah, yeah. Walden, Simplify Your Life, Thus Spake Zarathustra, God is Dead, 1984, Don't Trust the Government, Animal Farm, Don't Trust the Pigs, The Feminine Mystique, Don't Trust the Pigs, you know, so.
It's so great.
We're and there for about another week and a half. We close on March 30th. So.
That's right. Well, let's talk about a bit more about that in okay. a minute. I'll put a play record right now, if you don't
great.
Mind.
Sure.
How about this? Oh, I'm such a pro at this. Every day I write the book.
Nice.
Oh, do you know what? I kill me. I'm so great at this job. Elvis Costello on KX93.5. Elvis Costello, Every Day I Write the Book. Pickles, shut up. Pickles, come here. The dog's here. It's mayhem in here today because the dog's here and everybody else is here too. It seems like. Reed Martin's here. I'm glad you're here, Mr. Martin, sir.
If you want me to bark as well, I will.
If you bark like a dog. Wow, excellent acting. You're a very good actor. I was saying this to join that song. In the show, if you go and see this show, which I very much hope you will, I really suggest that you go and see this show. Of all the shows this year at the Playhouse, this has been the one that's tickled my fancy. All the great books abridged at Laguna Playhouse on until March 30th.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss the bunny goodbye.
Yes, you will. There will not be a dry seat in the house. And If you do go, you'll see Reed Martin there, and you'll see you play the coach.
The coach. And we're all pressed into service as substitute English teachers.
That's the sort of conceit of the play, right? That's the premise.
It's a remedial literature course. And all these students, the audience, has to pass this course in order to graduate because they failed their literature class. And graduation is in 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Right, so you better get listening.
Yep, midterm, diplomas, you name it, it's there.
You better get on it.
Exactly.
Used to read, when I was in school, I did English lit as my for my degree.
Okay.
Which I never passed. I didn't complete the...
That's okay, I won't
complete it. Yeah. But I would read the first page, read the personae. What do they call that? Dramatis personae.
Yeah.
In the beginning. So who's in the play?
Right.
And then read the last few pages, see who's still alive. And then you could go to a seminar and speak, you know, intelligently about... Yeah.
I was supposed to read Hamlet in high school.
Hey, don't look at me like that, dude. I got laid doing that.
Congratulations. I'll make a note. I was supposed to read Hamlet in high school. I couldn't get through it. It didn't make any sense. Shakespeare did not make sense to me until I saw it performed.
Right. I don't think
I mean, it's fine to read it, but he didn't write it to be read. He wrote it to be performed. So.
Yeah. I think that the language gap or the that leap of faith you have to make to start understanding the language in Shakespeare, you can't get that unless you see somebody speaking the words.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, instead of getting every 10th word, you're getting every 4th word.
And that's enough.
And that's enough to know what's going on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's the case with it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. Cool. So,
now
what's next for you guys?
Well, I'm doing a matinee at 2 o'clock. And
right,
I'm going to enjoy that so much,
thing.
I'm going to do another one at 7:30.
Yeah.
We've just had the world premiere of our brand new show, The Complete History of Comedy, Abridged. All the way from Aristophanes to Zaltzman and everything in between. And we premiered that at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park in November, December, and it was a big, big hit. And I'm not just saying that. It was a big hit. And so we've got a lot of interest around the country. We hope to take it to the Edinburgh Scotland Fringe Theatre Festival this summer.
I'm sure you've been there before.
Yeah, so we've launched almost all of our shows there. And it's the biggest theatre festival in the world. You book yourself. Every space in the city becomes a theater space, from a theater to a classroom people have done shows in taxis, you just get seen. So it's a great launching pad for new shows, and it's a blast, and it's my people there.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a Campbell.
It's a South by Southwest of theater.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like South by Southwest, only, believe it or not, not quite as pretentious. And that's amazing because it's loads of actors.
Well, it is. But there's also a book festival going on.
I know,
there's a music festival. There's a film festival. And so the city is just alive. It's great. So we hope to do that. Where's our next run? We're going to be performing the show back in Massachusetts in April and May and up at San Jose Rep in July. So, yeah, we're keeping busy.
Fantastic stuff. Well, I'm glad you came in, Reed. We really enjoyed the show. And if people are out there listening, in fact, I've got a couple of tickets.
Oh, I like those. Can I? Yeah, I...
You cannot have these, no.
What?
I'm afraid members of the theatre group are not eligible.
Oh, man.
But we've got 2 tickets to give away for all the great books at Laguna Playhouse. You know what? Let's just take caller number 3. I'm going to play a record. I'll take caller number 3 because 3 is the magic number.
It is indeed.
Please do go and see that, whether you win the tickets or not. Go and see that at Laguna Playhouse. You've got a 2 p.m. matinee today.
Yep.
And it's usually 7:30 at night,
yep,
isn't it?
That's it.
And then the weekend, sometimes there's matinees, sometimes there isn't.
Yeah.
They go to the Playhouse, lagunaplayhouse.org, is it, I think? I don't know.
I bet they could use that Google and
Let's
find it.
Lagunaplayhouse.com.
Yes.
Is what it is. And you'll
find... If they
want
more info about us, they can go to reducedshakespeare.com and find out about all of our shows and where we'll be next. We have a free podcast, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, we're there.
Right, brilliant. ReduceShakespeareCompany.com.
ReduceShakespeare.com.
ReduceShakespeare.com or LagunaPlayhouse.com for information about that. Reed Martin, thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great. I'll take caller number 3, 715-5936, 949-715-5936 to win tickets to the theatre.